As we close out now, coming towards Shavuos, the last few 5 minutes for Midos, we think about where we started in terms of Anava. A little bit we spoke about yesterday in terms of the challenge of balancing resilience with not being overconfident. A lot of these nekudos come back to a core idea that's rooted in the concept of emotional intelligence, and that is self-awareness. That is, if a person doesn't recognize that they have an area that requires tikkun, so then they're never going to be able to address it. And that means that that's one aspect of having a low self-awareness and a low emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is predicated on knowing who you are, where you stand vis-a-vis yourself, then where you stand vis-a-vis others. So Rav Kook has a line here in this section on Gaiva. Kesha'ada makir shehu mizgoe hu refuah latikon ha-gaiva. When a person recognizes that they are filling themselves with hubris, then hubris is gava, arrogance, conceit. That is already a refuah latikon ha-gaiva. So that could mean two things. One thing that it could mean is the recognition that you have gaiva is already understanding, you know, your place vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means you don't have so much gaiva, because if you, a person who is conceited doesn't even realize that they're conceited. That may be one way to read this. But the other way to read it is that no, it's not that self-awareness is inherently contradictory to arrogance. Maybe a person could be very self-aware about the fact that they're very arrogant. But the fact that at least the person recognizes that they're struggling with this issue, with their makirit, so then that in and of itself is a refuah latikon ha-gaiva. Having self-awareness is the first step. And maybe that's why when a person undergoes the process of tshuva, we have to have vidui. Because until we actually verbalize what we're up to, what we really look like, so we're not actually makir, perhaps, or we can avoid being makir. So we have to verbalize it, we have to acknowledge it, we have to face it, we have to name it and say, this is the issue that we need to deal with. So kisha'adam makir shu miskae, when a person has that self-awareness, hu refuah latikon ha-gaiva. That self-awareness of understanding that a person has a problem with gaiva, that can help them. That's the first step. That's the refuah. That's the beginning of the journey to dealing with the nega of the nefesh of gaiva. And of course, as gaiva is the shorash midos ros of all the different midos. So focusing on developing a healthy self-awareness is a step in our tikkun ha-midos.